And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday Hour dedicated to your health. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here with you, beaming into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. And our phone lines are open as of now, 131873. Lovely to have by my side. In fact, I'm sandwiched by a couple of characters. Healthy and happy role model from Channel 7's Daily Edition, Sally Obermeyer. Hi.
Hello and happy Sunday, everybody.
Draped in another sort of fuzzy, woolly coat. And that explains, I think, why our favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley, is adorned as he is.
Good morning. Words fail me with you. Well,
today,
when Sally was in last time, she had an inverted koala on her head. And I thought, I thought if Sally's going to be wearing beanies, I should wear one as well. So I've got my big freeze beanie for Neil Danaher with motor neuron disease on. Because I'm in Melbourne and we're having a fairly cold snap at the moment. 5 degrees currently, top of 11. Ooh. I'll be out in the T-shirt playing golf this afternoon. Ooh. Can't wait. Yeah.
Well, stark contrast to you, Ed. You are in a T-shirt.
I've got a cold heart, so I don't feel these temperatures you speak of. The thing is, Gerald, you've got the beanie over the outside of your headphones, so your head does look like an inverted koala that's eaten a football.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you.
I love it. I'll just
tuck that one away, Ed, and you will get your comeuppance. Don't you worry.
Now, appearances aside, despite what we look like, we are here to help you with our panel of experts, and we're here to tackle any of your queries, medical, some nutrition advice, you name it, come at us. 131873. We've got a $100 gift voucher to give away at the end of the show, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, and plenty to discuss in the meantime as well. You're going to cook up something nutritious and delicious.
I am today because it's slightly in the turn of the season.
Okay.
You know, I think we're kind of steering away. I think we're kind of at the end of the soup era, but we're not quite in salads yet.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people are sort of starting to think, you know what? And despite Gerald wearing a beanie, the weather is actually warming up a teeny bit. So today I'm going to do for you, it's a heat of the night chicken bowl. So it's chicken with couscous, it's with veggies, and it's in this beautiful spicy marinade. So you're going to love it.
Okay. So dish of the day is chicken of the night.
Correct.
Yeah, I still don't think it's too late for soup, mind you.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Now, for years we've seasoned everything with salt. Salt. In fact, we probably have way too much salt in our diet, don't we?
Yeah.
And we'll chat a little bit later on to Dr. Andrew Rochford about our salt levels. But there is a new study saying there might be a way to counter some of the effects of too much salt, Gerald?
I'm almost always puzzled with these things, Ed, and Sally, you've probably got a comment on this as well. Look, we talk numbers, 5 grams, 2 grams, 10 grams. It depends who you read.
Yes.
If you really look around, you can find anything to support your own perspective.
Yes.
And salt is no different than that. It will be interesting to see what Andrew says this morning, because there is a rather reassuring study saying that a teaspoonful of salt a day is okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. And wouldn't it also depend also on what your own personal medical history? So, for example, I have low blood pressure.
Yeah.
So I kind of can tolerate a little bit more salt
as opposed to,
I think, if you're somebody who has high blood pressure. So it's also, there's not kind of one solution for everybody.
Yeah. No, there's not. We're all different, but it is confusing. And instead of looking at a balance across a number of things, we want to blame. Is it sugar? Is it salt?
Yes.
I spoke to a mate of mine earlier today. He doesn't have salt, but he smothers everything in Worcester sauce. Hello.
Well, that is salt.
And soy sauce as
exactly,
well.
Yeah.
And I just said, well, hang on. He said, I don't have salt.
The thing is, there's so much hidden salt too in a lot of our processed foods too.
Yeah.
So we'll sort that out a little bit later on as well. Also want to highlight something in the A to Z of vitamins. Where are we going today?
We're going with fish oil.
Okay.
I did some reading yesterday afternoon, snuggled up. 61 health benefits I found. I gave up after 61.
Wow.
I thought that I've got to have a life here. So I've got 61 benefits of omega-3 fatty acids that are in fish oil.
All right. Amazing.
How about that?
Plenty
wonderful
coming up. We'd love you to be a part of it. Our experts are here for your fingertips to dial us up and have a chat. 131-873 is our number. It's the House of Wellness. We'll chat salt right after this.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Father's Day.
Well, here's some further suggestions from Chemist Warehouse. You know, we dads are so hard to buy for, right? Especially if you've bought us socks and shirts and tools and vouchers. Well, for Father's Day, which is coming up soon, Chemist Warehouse have some great cologne offers. Check out these options. Davidoff Cool Water, the 125ml, only $26.99. There's Mercedes-Benz Select, 100ml, it's $69.99. Giorgio Armani, Acqua di Gio. You like that song? Thank you so much. 100ml, they're $89.99. Versace Eau Fraîche, or Pour Homme, there's the 100ml for $49.99 each. Paco Rabanne 1 million, or Invictus, 100ml, $79.99. And Calvin Klein Eternity, and that's the Aussie version, 100ml, only $29.99. Chemist Warehouse, of course, the real house of fragrances for this coming Father's Day. It's coming up soon, everyone. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Now, sometimes it's handy to have a Swiss mum who spoke seven languages and roll out all those fragrances.
I did think it was unusual that Calvin Klein went all Aussie as opposed to American.
Well, you know, just looked at...
He's actually on the phone, Ed. He wants to talk to you.
I'm like an onion. I have many layers.
Yes.
I can do those.
Quite the surprise.
Now, let's get back onto salt. We all know too much, as we touched on in the intro, is bad for us, particularly because it's associated, as you said, Sal, with increased risk of heart problems and so on. How much is too much? We don't know how much we're having. However, a new study suggests we may not have to worry so much about how salty we like our food to be. I'm sensing a loophole, everyone. To find out more, we're joined by the most overqualified quiz show host of Channel 10's Pointless, Dr. Andrew Rochford, is here. More so for your medical nous this morning. G'day, Doc.
Yes, yes. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, tell us about the new study. So what have they found? I think it relates to potassium, doesn't it?
Yeah, basically what they're finding is that if we can increase the amount of potassium that we're getting in the diet, it can counteract the amount of sodium that we have, or salt that's in our diet that pushes up our blood pressure. So we know that blood pressure is a complex, as you said, Ed, you're an onion. Blood pressure is a bit like that. It's the blood pressure. So basically, if you have too much salt, that means you retain too much water or fluid, which pushes up your blood pressure. Potassium helps your kidneys get rid of that that fluid and lower your blood pressure. But there's, I mean, it's not as straightforward as that. But the problem is we're not getting enough potassium in our diet.
So then what does that mean, Doctor? What's, I guess, I'm sort of scratching my head thinking, okay, so then how much should I be having? Is there a recommended amount?
Yeah, well, there is a recommended daily intake. And the simplest way to know is about a medium-sized banana is okay. As much potassium as you need to get in your daily diet. But the problem is that what's occurred is that we've done a very good job of moving our diet towards a lot of processed foods.
Mm.
And processed foods invariably have got a lot of salt in them. And the salt just helps preserve them and keep them on the shelves and make sure that they don't, you know, that they can last a lot longer. So we've got a lot of that in our diet. And we've moved away from all the fresh fruit and vegetables. And the problem with that is that we're just not getting enough potassium in our diet. We're getting too much salt. So, I mean, there's lots of numbers you can throw out there, the exact amount. But the simplest way is that about a medium-sized banana is about as much potassium as you need on a daily basis. And there's a whole bunch of other sources of potassium as well.
Andrew, good morning. It's Gerald Quigley here. So much of this is about balance, isn't it? So really, the human body being such an amazing organ or organism is constantly trying to balance and rebalance. So if our sodium levels go up, a simple way, as you've said, and we confuse people with numbers, but what we're pleading is for everyone to really look at their intake of potassium foods, just simply fresh fruit and veggies, mainly veggies, and things will settle. And yet half the population walks around with an elevated blood pressure and we simply blame salt. Do you think we've made it a bit too focused on salt, Andrew?
I think everything becomes simplified, and I think to a point that's an important place for us to sit, because it is a complex, the human organism is very complex, and blood pressure is one of the most complex. How your kidneys work and how all the hormones work to balance out your blood pressure, I mean, it has many of the medical and the scientific world scratching their heads. So I think simplifying it is a good place, but I think when you're right, Gerald, when you say that sometimes we can go a little bit too far that way and say, you know what, we demonize salt. It's just about salt. We all need salt. Salt is actually an important thing for the way the body functions. Very important.
Now, do we need to be careful? You know, when you get a $100 pay rise, you think, phew, and then you go and spend that $100 every time. So you realise you're no better off.
Yes.
Do we now need to be wary that we think, oh, I can just have a banana this morning and then heap more salt on my chips a bit later on in the day?
I think a good, a great analogy there.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a very, we took simplicity and there it is.
I mean, if you're getting $100 pay rises, I'd be a, it'll be more than that, Ed. But yeah, look, the point is that there is no magic bullet, as we like to say, in medicine. There is no magic trick to all of this. I think the simplest thing we can do is, one, if you're adding salt to your food, that's a bad place to start, because I can guarantee you are getting enough salt from your food already. And two, yeah, it's not just about going and eating a banana. It's about actually shifting your diet entirely over to foods, as I like to call them, that humans haven't screwed with too much.
Yes.
And they're the foods that fall from the tree, that get dragged out of the ground, that fall over in a field, and then they end up on your plate. And that's the stuff we need to be eating more of, not just for potassium, but all the other great things that we should have in our diet.
Yes. Doc, as somebody who cooks, and I do like to cook with, you know, salt and pepper, the thing that's happened with salt, I guess, in the last kind of few years is, in the old days, and I say in the old days, I'm meaning like as I grew up, we all ate white table salt. And then like a few years ago, we all moved to sea salt, and now all the rage, and we all cook with this kind of pink Himalayan salt because that's supposedly healthy. Does it make a difference?
I don't know. As much as it's very nice, and I do like some pink Himalayan salt, Sally, I really do. I think... I mean, it's still sodium.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you look at the chemical elements that are on the wall, you know, that big, you know, all those numbers and those letters that are very confusing. It's Na. It is sodium.
Sure. Yep.
So still going to cause the same problems. But I think the difference is, if you're home cooking, if you're cooking with fresh product, if you're cooking in your kitchen and adding a bit of salt, that's okay.
Yes.
When we start buying foods and those processed foods that are coming out of plastic and then adding salt to them, or chips and adding salt, that's when you start having the problem.
Yeah,
sure. Andrew, I've got the biggest question of the morning. Could you just rush out and buy a potassium supplement, or is that pointless?
It's not fruitless.
Pointless, Andrew. Think about the question. Think about the question.
It's not pointless. That is not a pointless answer.
Okay.
That's a good question. Like anything, I think we always like to think that is there a tablet or a pill that can help with it?
Sure.
I think for some people, there is. But that's not a decision to be made by people.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to, especially with potassium supplements,
is
really getting your medical professional or your doctor to tell you whether you need them or
sure.
not. Because potassium can be fatal if taken in the wrong doses. So for some people it can help. For others, it can be very dangerous. So that's one of those supplements where I think that you really do need to talk to your doctor about taking, especially if you're on any other medications as well.
Right.
All right. Well, you're the doctor we like to talk to. Sorry about Gerald.
I thought it was a good question.
And I missed it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's how good his puns and queries are. Thanks, Doc. We'll see you on the TV on Channel 10 in the coming weeks as well. Thanks for your time this morning. We're here for your calls, 131873. Let's come to you, Stephen, first up in Greenvale, Victoria. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Gerard, I was just wondering, I get periodic periods of positional vertigo and sinus at the same time.
Yes.
Are they related, and what can I do to alleviate that?
Sourcing, Stephen, the underlying cause of things like vertigo, even tinnitus is in the same package, can be a real challenge. But there has been a lot of work done with a particular extract of ginkgo biloba, and it's got these names, EGB761. I know that sounds a bit like rocket fuel, but there are a couple of products out there with that specific extract. The dose is one per day, and it has got lots of clinical work behind it to say it helps vertigo, and it certainly helps tinnitus as well. So that's treating a symptom, but the underlying cause is a real challenge to try and find. But you can certainly use that safely.
Good luck, mate. EGB761, it's not a number, not a number plate.
That's what
we're looking for. Deb, we're coming to you in Alice Springs. Good morning. Are you listening to us online at houseofwellness.com.au or how
so? Yes, I am.
Well, nice to be with you in the Alice this morning. How can we help you?
How can we help, Deb?
Suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm.
which results in anxiety, severe panic attacks,
sure.
resulting depression. So I have, I'm on medication for the depression, but I have to take this Valparate, I think it's called.
Yes.
Valcream or whatever. Diastem.
Yes.
And I don't like taking it because it's an addictive drug. So I'm wondering if there's any sort of natural supplement or something I can take to assist with the anxiety and the panic.
Deb, and it's terrific you're having this medically managed. We're going to be talking a little later about fish oil, and it's been shown that fish oil does play a role in helping medications that you're on work more effectively. So simply the answer is start taking a fish oil supplement, look at the EPA and DHA content of the fish oil capsule, speak to your pharmacist in Alice Springs, and look at a dose that's going to give you 1,000 milligram twice a day of those two ingredients, and your pharmacist will work it out. It doesn't interfere. It enhances the benefits of the medications you're on. And with a bit of luck, you'll be able to back off the dose of that Valpam. But look, anything we can do, please don't hesitate to contact us through the houseofwellness.com.au website. And thank you for listening in from Alice Springs.
Absolutely. Look, we're beaming in right across the country. 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne, 4BC Brisbane, 5AA Adelaide and 6PR Perth. But also, you can listen to us right around the world. Indeed, as Deb was in Alice Springs there, listening online, houseofwellness.com.au. We've got more calls to come to in just a sec. We'll do that after this break here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the wheelhouse of fragrances this Father's Day.
Great to have your company right around Australia. This is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here, joined by Sally Obermeter and Gerald Quigley. Here for your calls, 131873. Hey, did you know that honey isn't the only thing that bees make? We discussed royal jelly in previous weeks, and they also produce a compound from the sap of some of the common trees they buzz around. When they combine that sap with their own discharges and beeswax, they create this sticky greenish-brown product, and that's used as a coating to build their hives, which we call propolis. Now, its beneficial flavonoids may help provide antioxidant protection to the body and may support the body's immune function. So it's no wonder there's a real buzz about the multiple benefits of propolis. Right now, Healthy Care Propolis, 200 caps are just $13.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
All right, something nutritious to delicious now from the cooking whiz that is Sally Obermeter. And it's got a fabulous name as always. I'm trying to remember, was it chicken who goes into the night or something?
A chicken crossed the road and went into the night. It's the heat of the night chicken bowl.
Heat of the night chicken bowl. It sounds just naughty.
It's heat of the night because it's spicy. It's little bit spicy. So it's got this yummy marinade and it's basically just a bunch of spices, a little bit of ground chili, some lime zest, some garlic, salt. You juice up a lime, some olive oil, and a little bit of Middle Eastern spice blend. If you've never used it, you can get it at the supermarket and it's really delicious. So you basically put all of that together, and what you're going to do is just get your chicken breast or chicken thigh and rub it in that marinade, set it aside. And this is the reason I like this dish is it's essentially everything goes in the oven. It's a one pan, you know, it's a sheet pan dish. So you've got your veggies, that's a bit of Spanish onion, you've got some garlic cloves, a punnet of fresh tomatoes is always delicious, red capsicum. Put all of that into the oven and let it roast away for about 30 minutes. Then when the veggies are sort of cooked, you'll pop the chicken on top, put all of it back into the oven again, and out it comes. And let me tell you, what happens is all that marinade from the chicken then seeps onto the vegetables, and you get all that beautiful flavour. And the chicken's really juicy and very moist inside, but very flavoursome kind of on the outside. Wow. We do it with couscous, which I think is really yummy, like a big pearl couscous, which is really tasty. It's kind of cook that on the stove, just follow the instructions on the packet. A little bit of maybe Greek yogurt, just to kind of, if you're finding the spice a bit much, do you want to temper it down? A bit of Greek yogurt, and it is hands down, we kind of used to call it behind the scenes, you know, like lick the bowl, because there's never anything left. And if you serve it, and we've got hundreds of photos you know, people we've shared this recipe with, and they always send us a photo of the empty dish at the end, and there's like, there's not a thing left. And it's like, it's one of those ones where I think it's, and I say spicy without you being, like, don't be afraid, it's not too, it's not searingly hot.
No.
It's just flavoursome.
Here's okay. the test. So your eldest daughter is, what is she?
She's almost seven.
17, yes.
Yeah, that's right. On. Yeah, that's right.
Is it too spicy for her?
No.
Right.
Fine. No. It is just fine. And I
and
think
could,
that's,
and, yeah. and could we add sell the best vegetable? Which is mashed potato with a dollop of butter.
Yum. Look, technically that's not a Mediterranean vegetable, but I don't see
why really?
Not. No, but
someone's been tricking me.
Yeah, it's, but you know what? I look, mashed potato goes with everything. Quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned,
there
so
you
yeah,
go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Swap
Thank
the couscous out for mash, and
yep.
it's all good.
I thought
good.
You were going to see if you could add pasta again.
Yeah,
like
No. I little trick each week.
Okay, let's grab some more of your calls. 131873. We have that $100 voucher to give away to go and spend at Chemist Warehouse later on in the show, so keep your calls coming through. Vanessa in Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for standing by. What's on your
Hi,
mind?
Hi, Vanessa. How can we help you?
I recently had a blood test.
Yes.
And it says GGT high
yes.
of 64.
Yes.
And it says the range 5 to 35.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering what it means and do I have anything to worry about?
We talk often these things, Vanessa. As Dr. Andrew was saying before, the organ involved in blood pressure, intimately involved, is our kidneys. So we talk kidney function. Now, if your blood pressure has been going slowly upwards, and as we age that can happen, it's because the efficiency of our kidneys to get rid of waste, like sodium, isn't as effective and efficient as it was. So if you're concerned, write your concerns down, always write them down, and have a chat to your GP and say, now, what do I do to keep my levels back where they should be? What should I avoid? It won't be much. What can I increase more of? But based on Andrew's chat before, potassium foods, and particularly the green leafy vegetables. So all of those things help. It's all in balance.
Okay,
but don't stress about it. Ask the questions.
Thanks,
Thank
Vanessa.
You.
It's all tying in. Sue's been waiting patiently in Neutral Bay this morning. Sue, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, Sue.
Sorry. I take flaxseed oil.
Yes.
It's just easier to take fish oil.
Yes. Well, look,
what's
it's...
What's the difference?
Yes.
I've got dry eye.
Yes.
And I don't know whether
it's... Well, we're talking here, Sue, about omega-3s. And omega-3 has got the clinical evidence to say that it helps those of us who get dry eye, and most people do as we get a little older. Now, flaxseed is the vegetable source of omega-3s, but they've got to be modified in your body to become available. So if you have to have, so if you're allergic to fish, then you have flaxseed. But you'll probably get better results by swinging across when you want to some fish oil, either in liquid form, flavoured, or in capsule form, and you'll get better results probably for your preventing dry eye.
That's marvellous.
Does that make sense?
Yep. We will delve into fish oils and options, I guess, too, in greater depth in our A to Z of vitamins coming up soon. But keep listening, Sue. Let's come to Julie, who is standing by in Croydon. Good morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Julie.
Look, I'm taking Talismartin,
yes.
my pressure tablets, and it says do not take potassium.
Yes.
Does that mean tablets or is it bananas?
This warning goes on particular medications, Julie, so that we try and minimise the risk of an ever-increasing level of potassium. As Dr. Andrew said before, we can have too much. But if you want to have a half a banana on your cereal each morning, go for it. Because I think sometimes we put these restrictive labels on medications and it can alter completely the enjoyment of your food and your meals. And a half a banana is going to cause you no issues whatsoever.
Okay.
All right. Does that sound okay?
That sounds okay.
Great.
Maybe a little bit of honey on the top. Wow.
Yum.
Oh, thanks.
It's a great breakfast. Good on you, Julie. Thanks for your call. You're in the draw for the $100 gift voucher to spend at Chemist Warehouse as well. Don't forget, if you can't reach us via phone this week, we have our website and there's an Ask tab at the top of the leader page. ASK, the Ask tab, houseofwellness.com.au. Pam, you've dialed us up though. Nice to have you with us on the show. How can we help you out?
Hi, Pam. How can we help?
I'm suspected mitochondrial disease.
Yes.
Which causes lead age fatigue. So that impacts my symptoms even worse.
Mm.
So I'd like to know what a good food to to try and help me with fatigue.
So we're looking for, pardon me, Pam, we're looking for energy mainly, aren't we? Bearing in mind the restrictions that your particular issue is going to cause.
Yes.
Well, Sally will give us some magnificent suggestions on protein because that's going to help drive energy.
Yep.
The nutrient of choice is CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, because that works at mitochondrial level. So that's a nutrient you can certainly take 150 milligram twice a day. And now, Sally, we've got Pam who's tired, so we want something that we can focus on to help lift her energy.
Well, I would say generally you want to try and have as many lean proteins as you can. So things like chicken, prawns, like lean red meats. You also, eggs are a great source of protein as well. But also I think a combination of fat, you know, I think protein and fat need to go together. So things like olive oil, coconut oil, you need to have those as well. Plus vegetables, as much as you can, are also, it's kind of, I think when it comes to diet and fatigue, you need to have all of these things together. You need to have those green veggies. That's also
balance.
That's right. Helps fire up your system and kind of keep it functioning. Also sleep. You know, sometimes you can be doing the best, you can have the best diet, but also if you aren't getting enough sleep, the fatigue can continue.
We were chatting protein on House of Wellness over the last week or two well, and our dietitian in there was suggesting protein nearly with every meal if you have a snack.
Across the day.
Some sort of protein.
Always.
Yeah,
across the
always.
Day. Not all at once.
Protein with absolutely every meal, definitely. And you need more of it, I find, as you get older because we do get more tired.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we think protein is meat and fish, but there are other sources of protein as well.
Yes.
So, you know, it's fun. When we eat, at this stage, it's not illegal to have fun while you're having and enjoying
a
meal.
Right.
It may happen one day.
That's right. You know, hummus is a nice source of
perfect.
Protein, you know, and that's not sort of, so you're right. People do often think, oh my gosh, I've got to have a steak with every single meal. How am I going to do that? You don't. Eggs for brekkie is fantastic. You can have hummus with your, with veggies or snacks or whatever. And I also, I think, remember as well with your food, try and make it taste good so it doesn't become a chore. That's
not
the number one thing.
Absolutely.
Food's a great thing, you know, enjoy it.
Good call, Pam. Thank you for your question. Daisy, let's come to you in Taylor's Lakes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Daisy. How can we help?
I just wondering, I'm just talking about my blood pressure.
Yes.
A couple of months ago, I went to a doctor and he done a blood test of me and he found that the sodium is coming up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days ago, I checked my blood pressure was 200.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly high, Daisy, and it's certainly worth going back and having a chat to your doctor about this.
I went yesterday to the doctor.
And what did he say?
I am on Carvia 150, and he put them double, 300.
Mm-hmm.
So I start taking from yesterday. So what I can do for that?
And you've got something at home to measure your blood pressure with, Daisy, have you?
I have, yes.
Well, look, you're going to help him by taking some measurements across the day, not just every now and again, but in an exercise book, note the time that you're taking the blood pressure, your blood pressure, and what you've been doing. So your blood pressure watching television and relaxing will be different usually than if you've been out working in the garden and you come in. So help your doctor with a bit of a history of your blood pressure. Don't stress about the numbers, and that medication you're taking will make a real difference in bringing it down. But if you keep an eye on it, because he may in fact drop it back to what it was before. It's all about communication with your doctor, Daisy.
So you were just talking about the potassium.
Yes.
One banana a day, is that too much?
No, not at all. No, go and enjoy it. Yes.
Thank you.
Right. Good on you, Daisy.
Thanks for checking in with us, Daisy. We better take a quick break. We've got more of your calls coming up. The A to Z of vitamins not too far away here. It's all part of your Sunday morning hour dedicated to your health and wellness. It is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the wheelhouse of fragrances this Father's Day.
Introducing Wagner Fish Oil 1000 from Chemist Warehouse. We'll chat fish oils in just a sec, but this one contains omega-3 fatty acids which support the healthy function of the nervous system, heart health, brain health, and eye health for good measure. Fish oil, of course, comes from the tissues of oily fish, and the best sources are the cold water fatty fish. But when it comes to human consumption of fish oil, you can get it from fish themselves, obviously, or from a fish oil supplement. And great health starts with what you eat. Omega-3 is a great help to support a healthy diet. Right now, you can find the new look Wagner Wagner Fish Oil 1000 at Chemist Warehouse for only $9.99. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to have your company this morning. Wintertime, of course, sees less humidity in the air, and those with some skin allergies really having a tougher time over these months. In fact, Sally, your youngest sees some eczema flare-ups around this time of year too.
Absolutely. Like, her little cheeks are basically red the entire winter. They're just always red. They're sore. She's always kind of touching and grabbing them. So, yeah, it's really hard. And it's, you know, they're so little. Their skin's so soft.
And sensitive as well.
Yeah.
So there's some relatively new breakthroughs and ways to combat this, aren't there, Gerald?
I want to talk to you about ceramides this morning, Ed, because ceramides, look, it's quite fascinating, but ceramides are essentially it's a fatty substance that's within our skin, and we make ceramides. But when you've got eczema-prone skin, these things just don't seem to work as effectively as they should, particularly if a child's growing. So from a ceramide perspective, if you've got products that contain ceramides, they help provide the relief from dryness, from the associated itch, and other eczema-related irritation. So you use them regularly, both in wash and moisturiser form. So it's really for the management of eczema-prone skin, and some words, my favourite words, barrier dysfunction. The skin is a barrier, so when it doesn't work properly, things break down, and the ceramides will make, well, in eczema-prone skin, they may make a difference. Worth considering.
Safe enough to use daily for little ones?
Oh, yes. It's a routine,
particularly
at this time of the year. Okay. Because in cold weather, we dry out, particularly with kids.
Yes, that's right. And they're always outdoors, right? So they're copping the wind and the sun and, you know, so it just kind of makes everything exacerbated.
Yes, and as you can see from Ed's complexion, it's a daily, twice a day, cleansing and moisturising routine that we need to get. Now, it hasn't worked in his case all that much, but it does work. It does make a difference.
Ed's complexion is so perfect. It'd be perfect that Calvin Klein ad he was just talking about before.
Thanks so much. So I look pretty and I'll smell well. That's fantastic. Let's grab some more of your calls. Elsie is in Essendon this morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Elsie.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm surprised to get on so quickly.
Well, we're here to help you out.
Yeah, thank you. Look, can I... about 6 weeks ago, I started to develop pains, you know, in my shoulders, and then went to the hips and knees. I've got some arthritis, but this was beyond the pale. I went to the doctor, and at first he patronised me, said, I'm getting a little bit old, blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't happy with that. Eventually said, get a blood test.
Yes.
And he realised that my, whatever it is that indicates inflammation, was elevated like about four times, you know, instead of being 20, it was 93.
Yes. And that's the test, Elsie. That's called a CRP, C-reactive protein.
Right.
So has the doctor then, the normal step is you'll be given some prednisolone, a steroid. Are you on that at the moment?
Yes, Solonin, I think.
Okay. Yes, Solone.
Yes.
And you'll take that for a while, then start slowly withdrawing it?
Yes. Well,
okay.
You know, it has given me relief even after the first day or two.
Great.
But
that's perfect.
Very, very nervous about taking drugs because I've always erred on the side of all natural things.
Yep, and that's fine. But the steroid in this case really is the sort of thing, as you've seen, it reduces those levels. However, I've got three suggestions to put into place as you slowly come off the prednisolone, and they are turmeric, which is bioavailable. So get your pharmacist to show you the turmeric that everyone raves about. There's some brands that are more absorbed than others, so get your pharmacist to do that. Fish oil we're going to talk about very briefly shortly. Magnificent anti-inflammatory and some magnesium powder, Elsie, at night to help you sleep. Now,
great
that combination works superbly.
A 1-2-3 punch, turmeric, the fish oil, the magnesium, and we'll focus on fish oil in our A to Z of vitamins, not too far off after this quick break. Irene, let's come to you, waiting patiently in Diamond Creek. Hello? Hi, Irene.
Hello, Irene.
How can we help you?
I wonder whether you can. I have diverticulitis, so I have a fairly regular, I've got to be on Metamucil.
Yes.
I'm also taking Xarelto and Sotacor.
Yes.
And I've noticed the fine print on the back of Metamucil.
Mm-hmm.
Says that you shouldn't take it if you're on prescription
medicines.
Where within 2 hours. I wonder, sometimes that makes it difficult trying
yes,
to
yes,
everything.
It will. And look, it's a fairly general sort of a suggestion, Irene, but if you can space them out, so you might take your medications first thing in the morning and then perhaps have your fibre supplement after breakfast. So there, if you do it first thing on the way to the shower, it'll give you an hour and a half or so. So it's a matter of just spacing them as much as you possibly can. Okay.
Good that you check the fine print too. There's
yes.
probably a few of those that trip people up, aren't there? Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Alrighty, a little break. We've got plenty more to come here on the House of Wellness. See you back here in a sec.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the wheelhouse of fragrances this Father's Day.
Great to have your company, Sally Obermater, Gerald Quigley, Ed Phillips here as well. We've got I don't think we've got too much time for our calls left, but Helen's standing by with a query about fish oil, which
yes.
we'll cover now in our A to Z of vitamins.
Helen, if there's a specific issue you've got, just go to the website houseofwellness.com.au and go up to the Ask tab and I'll respond to you this afternoon. But let me reassure you, is it really good for the heart is your question? It is phenomenally good for the heart. In my 61 health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids that I found yesterday afternoon, it does things like improve all the cardiovascular risk profile. It reduces cardiac deaths. It reduces the incident of sudden cardiac death. It reduces the total mortality. I could go on and on and on. There's essentially no downside in spite of some wacko report about a month ago that said there's no evidence to support its use. Look, I don't know. I think for those people who can't find this work, you've got to turn the computer on first.
Yes, 61 is pretty good.
Yeah, 61. That's 61 and counting. I gave up after 61.
Yeah.
If you've got specific questions, speak to your health practitioner. But from my perspective, it's a no-brainer.
Okay, you foodies, cold water fatty fish. You think salmon, tuna, I suppose.
Yeah.
Any
sardines?
Others?
Sardines. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Squashed on toast with grated cheese on top in the griller.
Nice.
No, that sounds.
What?
Awful.
Well, thank you very much.
Just because someone created the chicken heat of the night dish today, which is had Mediterranean herd.
I'm taking that as disapproval. But
wait, what?
Well, you put sardines on top and then you put grated tasty cheese in the under the griller for 10 seconds or so.
Sounds horrified. No, she's horrified.
Probably rushing over for that, Gerald.
Other options perhaps so?
I always think sardines are beautiful just in a bowl. Like you do fresh avocado, you do sardines, do some fresh chopped vegetables. And also give yourself a little bit of like either pickled radish or some kimchi to kind of break up that flavour.
Yeah.
And just do a beautiful big bowl, you know.
Mashed
like
potato.
A fresh mashed potato.
Goodness, with butter, right.
Put it in a pie, says Gerald.
What about supplements? Now, some options are, because we're not going to have so many servings of deep, fatty, cold water fish across the week that we probably need.
And that's why the fish oil supplement's an easy option. So Australian made, and we talk essential fatty acids, Ed. There are little numbers on the side of EPA and DHA. You've got to add those together because the total has to be up towards 1,000 milligram per dose.
Okay.
It's a bit tricky. We don't really explain that all that well, but that's important. Just because the capsule says it's 1,000 milligram, you've got to look inside and see how much of that 1,000 milligrams the active ingredient.
Oh, good tip. I like that one. Alrighty. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Wagner Vitamins, premium Australian pharmacy supplement range, and that's exclusive to Chemist Warehouse, who have a $100 gift voucher to give away right now.
The winner today, Ed and Sally, is Deb from Alice Springs with her issues. And thank you for your call, Deb, and anything we can help with, let's know. So you're the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
Hey, that's a goodie. Thanks for your company today, guys. We're going to bounce back onto your TV screens from noon. We're going to look into love and why it's never too late to find love.
Aww.
A romantic Sunday story.
And you'll feel good physios on too.
Absolutely. We're going to look at ways to kind of maintain our bone strength and feel good as well. We're going to go through some exercises, I think, Gerald.
I'm going to call a Quiggulator on my way home.
Okay, our exercising machine with all the muscles. And we'll look at how light and your body clock could be the reasons behind those sleepless nights with our sleep expert. All coming up, have a fabulous Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Happy Sunday,
bye.
Everybody.
Thanks, Sal. Bye.